All right, hello. Welcome to No Better Time. I'm Phil Salter. Today, I'm going to talk about love and what I think love is. And it's something that has come up in a few ways recently in my life. I've thought about what does it mean to love others? What is unconditional love? And what is it? Does it mean to love ourselves? That was kind of the main thing that got me thinking is, what is self-love and what does it mean to love ourselves? And when people say stuff like, you can't really love others until you learn to love yourself. And I think that's true to a level. If we're talking about getting to a deeper, higher level of love, then yeah, it does require that we love ourselves. And that's what I want to talk about just after this. Welcome to No Better Time, a financial journey with me, Phil Salter, as I learn about finances and investing. Join me and we can grow together towards a bright financial future, because there's no better time than the present to get moving on your financial goals. All right, I just transferred over to my laptop with my good microphone, and I've decided to turn it up louder than I have in the past because I don't see myself talking as loud, especially since I'm not having a conversation with somebody. I'm going to be checking the levels to make sure it's not clipping as far as, you know, getting distorted, too loud, sounding bad. And I'm curious how it compares to the intro, which I recorded with my phone, but I just kind of held it up close to my mouth, and I was actually pretty impressed with how it sounded, but I may or may not re-record the intro before, you know, the intro song and all that. I do still need to update the intro itself with when I explain what the podcast is about, but hey man, one thing at a time. Yeah, there's no better time than now to just record this next episode. Something I've been thinking a lot about is love, and what does it mean? What is love? And what does it mean to love others? And what is unconditional love? Because let's say, I think the easiest place to go to for me when I think of the concept as love is a parent-child type of relationship, because that removes like the romance side of things, which I think is a good part of love, but it could actually cloud things, I think, sometimes, you know, especially when you're in a new relationship with somebody. And it's a lot of those butterflies and romance. And I don't think it's not like it's different from love necessarily, but it doesn't necessarily mean love. But loving your romantic partner goes beyond just the physical side of that relationship, even though that is important. We're talking about love. There's so many ways to express it. And when you're talking about your children, what is unconditional love? Does that mean that we accept everything our children do? I don't think so, but we accept them for who they are. And it's kind of that whole thing where you can love a person but have a problem with what they're doing. I don't know that that is always something I agree with. I grew up in a culture where there was this expression, love the sinner but hate the sin. And I think that's, unless it's someone that you're immediately responsible for, like a child, and you're responsible for them learning right and wrong and teaching them ethics and morals, it's not really our place, I feel, to put too much judgment on other people's actions. And then you talk about, okay, what if people do things that are hurtful? Unconditional love towards someone doesn't mean you keep them in your life at the same, that you keep them within arm's reach of you if they're hurting you. So these are different. Those are kind of side topics, but let's just remove that from the table. We're talking about someone who's abusive and needs to be removed from your life, because that doesn't mean you can love everybody in a certain way, depending on what's appropriate for that relationship. Loving people is having respect and acceptance of them. So it could be someone you meet on the street that drops something or you don't even talk to, but it's having a respect for them as a human, as a valuable person, as worthy, of their existence and of love and of having love in their lives. So love is something that is so important to give and so important to receive. It's good for everybody. And so I think about if you raise your child to be a certain way and then they grow up and then they decide to live a very different life than what you think is appropriate or correct. And you might be right. Maybe they're doing something that is ultimately not what's best. It's still loving them and accepting them. And that's what I think unconditional love is. And that's what love is accepting and for who they are and where they are. And that doesn't mean we don't want people to get better, but why do we want people to improve? It's so that it's easier for us to love them. That shouldn't be the reason. The reason we want people to improve is so that they'll be happier and have more peace and they'll be healthier. So really, we need to ask ourselves, why do we want this person to change? Is it because I'll be more comfortable and it'll be in line with what I think? Or because I actually truly want this person to do what is really what's best for them? Because like what we think is best for them isn't always the case, right? It's just what we're comfortable with. So we have to kind of remove ourselves from our comfort levels and just love people. So then you think of this concept of self-love. And I've heard this expression, you can't love others if you don't love yourself. And it was only recently that I really thought more about that expression, because I've always just kind of brushed it off. Like, I don't even know what that means. Love myself. Like, oh, I'm so amazing. Obviously, it's not a romantic love that we're experiencing for ourselves or an infatuation, you know, not normally, but it's accepting ourselves and recognizing our worthiness of love. And even though we may want to do better and be more than we are now, saying, hey, this is where I am now, and I'm okay with this because I know that I'm doing da 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 to do better, but that's not where my value is. Isn't me doing better and being more. It's saying, this is who I am, and I'm valuable as I am. And why do I want to improve? Oh, so I can feel more of this happiness and more peace and more of this feeling for myself of love, more of this feeling for others, more love for others, more love for myself. So it's not about worthiness. It's not about proving something about why you deserve this or that, particularly when it comes to love. But it's about just more happiness, more health, mental health, physical health. These things is why we push, not because then, oh, now we're worthy of that, of more of this. No. Our worthiness and the amount of love we deserve and we should give and should receive doesn't change and shouldn't change. The only thing that changes, we are in a better place to recognize it, accept it, and give it. I hope this makes sense. It's something I've been thinking about. And so when I think about loving others, I think of my children. No matter what they do, I'll not stop loving them. I can get disappointed. I can be mad. I can be angry. There's different emotions happen around my children in particular. And if you're a parent, you understand this, particularly if you have difficult children. Every child is not created equal as far as their level of struggle they give you, their attitude. They're all equally worthy of love, as I was saying. But as far as the amount of struggle that might come with particular children, it's not always the same. But even if you get frustrated, when you're really feeling love, that doesn't change that amount of love. And so we should feel that way towards ourselves, accept ourselves where we are and how we are. That's like the pure version of it. It's a high ideal. It's kind of impossible to be perfect at. But if that's what we're pushing towards, we're going to give it to others. We're going to receive it. It's going to be a much better life. And so that's something I'm working on for myself, is to not look to others for that validation and approval. That's always nice to receive, but to just be at peace with myself and where I'm going and where I am, and the peace of knowing where I feel like I can be, you know, but just never feeling like, oh, if only I was this or that, I'd be worth more. Cause that's not true. That's just a story we tell ourselves. And hopefully this isn't a story you're telling yourself, but there's a good chance that you're telling yourself this story on some level about your worthiness and your lovability. But I'm here to tell you that your lovability is just there. And that if people don't see that, I'm sorry. But it's there nonetheless. And start giving that love, and I think you're more likely to receive it. That's what I think, at least. So anyways, it's just something I've been thinking about. So that's what I think love is and what it's about. And then hopefully it's a message that resonates with somebody. If you know of someone you think needs to hear the message of love is something that they deserve, and that doesn't change no matter if they get laid off, whether they win or lose, whatever, during your hardest time in your life when you've made the biggest mistakes, man, you might have really screwed up. You might have done terrible things. There's bad things that happen in this world. People do things that they probably didn't plan on doing, but you're still worthy of love. The worst person deserves love, which is kind of hard to fathom sometimes. Is there anyone that doesn't deserve love? I don't think so. There's people that might be hard to love based on their actions, but I don't think that there's anyone who doesn't deserve love, and that they're actually, their value has been taken away. There might be consequences for their actions. There might be. And that's also part of love, right? Have an opportunity to learn and to have a consequence for what we've done. The proper consequence is a form of love, I think. And there's natural consequences, and there's legal consequences. There are parental consequences, all these things. Anyways, just some things I've been thinking about. So just love, be loved, let it happen. And don't worry about what the people think so much, and just try to find peace with yourself. Walk down the street. And for me, the ideal would be that I'm not even thinking about if I love myself or not. I'm just feeling content and peace. That's what I'm searching for ultimately here, is just peace and contentment, and not looking to prove something beyond just looking for ways to improve so that I find more balance and peace and in line with who I want to be. Because that's just a wonderful pursuit, and there's joy in that journey. Not because there's some end goal to then be valuable or worthy. Hopefully that makes sense. But hey, you just have a good day. Thanks for listening. You can support the No Better Time podcast by going to anchor.fm and selecting the support button. But the best support you can give is by listening and engaging. I want to hear from you. Send your thoughts, questions, and topic ideas to nobettertime.podcast@gmail.com. Or you can leave a voice message by going to anchor.fm/nobettertime and clicking the message button just below the podcast description. Please subscribe wherever you listen and rate and review if that's an option. Check out the video version of the podcast on YouTube by searching No Better Time Podcast, and don't forget to subscribe there as well. And if this episode would help someone, don't forget to share it with them and let them know about the podcast.